BMRN. BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome. You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free. 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
By GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Well, your call is on top of our holiday wish list at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630. Well, you're in a foul mood today.
He does sound kind of strange, doesn't he?
Has he got the holiday stress?
He's got the holiday stress. He's got the duck stress.
I get the holiday stress.
Yeah. Now it's time for our research report with Matt Broussard, brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Matt.
Last week, my aunt shared a post from BuzzFeed that I found very entertaining. It was called 35 Awesome Toys That Every 80s Girl Wanted for Christmas. I thought to myself, what better way to gauge the appeal of retro toys than to look at eBay sales data? Researching toys like My Little Pony proved difficult as the franchise was relaunched in 2010. With a little search filtering, I was able to break out the sales for the original line worth an impressive $232,000 on eBay within the last year. My Little Pony was also the most frequently purchased item in the list at 11,000 item sales per year. She-Ra, Cabbage Patch Kids, Strawberry Shortcake were also among the most popular toys, but the most consistently valuable item in the list turned out to be fashion plates at over $50 per item sale. Fashion plates were sets of interchangeable plates which you could arrange to make an outline of a figure modeling an outfit. By placing a sheet of paper over the plates, you could transfer the outline with a pencil or crayon and customize the design. Now, the single most expensive 80s toy auction I found was worth over $1,600 and included a full set of Gem and the Holograms dolls. Gem dolls were also the most lucrative line at $320,000 in annual eBay sales. The combined value of all 35 toys was worth over $1 million in sales this year. So it looks like there are plenty of 80s girls shopping on eBay today. This is Matt Broussard reporting from Terapeak.com. Now back to Griffin Lee.
So what are you doing for the holidays, Matt?
I am relaxing. I have lots of time off this year.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I'm cashing in some holiday time I've been saving over the years and spending a few weeks at home just doing some art and relaxing.
Well, that's a good thing. I don't know if you know this, Lee, but Matt's a fantastic artist.
Yes, I do know that. I have actually seen some of his stuff.
I have it all over my cube here at
eBay. Yeah. He's never done anything for me specifically.
I will eventually.
Oh, brother, you can lay it on
something
thick.
Specifically for me, but I have seen his work.
Matt, I'm so sorry.
Now I'm feeling the holiday stress.
Boy, if you have no holiday stress, just call eBay Radio. Lee will give it to you. I'll tell you.
There's that Jewish side of her, you know. You never call, you never write, you never draw me.
Really? Not actually. Matt, thank you. Have a wonderful holiday, okay, Matt?
You too.
Have a happy holiday, Matt.
Bye-bye. Our telephone number, 888-RADIO-30, 888-RADIO-30. And I'm going to go to the phone here in just a second. And when we come back from the phone calls, we're going to dish that listing for the fella in Israel.
Yes.
And so I'd like to give the item number again, please.
Yes, please.
It is 2216-3466-6044. Okay? It's a Brooks Brothers sport coat. Jacket, by the way.
Yes.
Okay, but first of all, let's go to the telephone, shall we?
Yes, Robin.
In Rye Beach, New Hampshire, known on eBay as Beads Shine. Hey, Robin, what's your question or comment?
Robin!
Well, I just wanted to say happy Hanukkah to you both. And I heard the duck quacking, so I had to call in. I got very excited, and that's about it, really.
You what?
I just got really excited. I heard the duck quacking, and I wanted to say happy Hanukkah to you both.
Yes, but do you know the secret word?
the secret void. I don't know the secret void.
Oh.
So to her, the duck is just a beacon.
It's just a beacon.
Right.
I get
out.
It. Okay. Well, happy Hanukkah to you, too.
Happy Hanukkah, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, darling. Our telephone number, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Okay, while we're waiting for other calls to come in, shall we dish the listing, Griff?
We shall dish the listing right now.
Okay. So this is Shmara 72014 from Jerusalem, Israel.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's a Brooks Brothers Sport Coat Jacket Blazer 48L. What do you think of the title?
So Brooks Brothers, I think it needs more words. I think because you can have more words up there. So I think you've got the right, you got the brand, that's important. And you have sport coat, jacket, blazer.
Plaid. Should well, have no, plaid, maybe.
Yeah, I don't, is that plaid? That's
called a type of plaid.
But it's a houndstooth plaid.
Hmm.
No, you just look close. There's a houndstooth in there. So it's a very, and I'm not sure that's exact. There may be a special name for this type of pattern because I've seen it a lot. But I would have the color and the fact that there's a pattern in there. And what's it made out of? Let's see. It says here it's wool. I would have that in there, too, so that that's... And it's got a silk lining. You may want to put wool silk in there. And can you think of anything else?
No.
Yeah, but I would have those extra words. So let me look at the tags here. It has he shows the tag... made in the USA. That's cool. So, yeah, I think you could have more words in your title. I really do. And your photos are pretty good. I can't really fault your photos because you've done an excellent job showing the item. I can see it front and back, although I will say one thing, which could be a problem. I'll get to it in a minute. And then the third photo shows it with the flap open so I can see the beautiful lining, silk lining. And there's the label, big picture of the label. That's nice. And then the other label, because there's two. And then another label that's an inside tag that shows, the model number and everything. And then a close-up of the fabric. Love that. And then the last two photos
are interesting.
Interesting, because they show the measurements with an overlay. And that's okay. I'm surprised they got through, because actually that kind of violates the photo policy, but maybe we're not. We're okay with that. But what I would say is that your measurements for the length and the sleeve. So the interesting thing about clothing is the measurements that you show are the measurements used for creating a garment. So if you were going to have this tailor-made, that measurement for the sleeve would start at the shoulder and go down. But when you're selling a jacket, the measurement for the sleeve to figure out where the cuff lies on the man's wrist should be taken from the top. You stretch the sleeve out, and you take it from the top of the center of the collar to the end of the sleeve. That's the measurement that guys
really? Gonna
wear. Yeah, guys, it's the same with shirts.
All the way up at the top of the collar.
Absolutely.
In the middle.
Yes. And the reason is because people, different gentlemen, their shoulders sit at different places along that line. So ideally, if your shoulders were, he shows the shoulders, which is a help. It's 19.5 inches across. But you want your sleeve measurement to be from the top of the collar down to the cuff. But that's no matter. That's still good. And you do show the chest and you show the waist, which is interesting, too. That's good information. So what I was going to say about your photos is the first and the second one, if you switch between the two, you'll notice that the second photo, the jacket looks darker, and that's always an issue. You want to make sure that the contrast and the brightness and the color hue of your photos is consistent across all your photos so that someone isn't thinking they're going to get one color and they end up with the other. So consistency in the information in each photo is important. But that's a minor quibble because I think probably the first photo is probably the right indication. The second one it looks darker, but it's still something to stay on top of.
And he's got free shipping and hassle-free returns.
Yeah, that's good.
He's got 14 feedback, 100% positive. He's a new seller. We knew that.
Yeah, and he's got other things for sale. He has 20 items for sale
right
now.
This is his first item of clothing.
Right, and I've looked at the other items, and your photos are uniformly very good. Photos are so important. I was just in a meeting yesterday, Lee, where we were talking about what the most active buyer segments on eBay, what they told us is important when they're making a decision whether or not to buy. And image quality, surprisingly, was a big, big concern. And buyers tend to shy away from items where the images aren't perfect. So Adam having these great images is going to help him a lot. All right, so let's look down here at the description. He's using the item specifics correctly, and that's important. So it's Brooks
Brothers.
So he's
got wool, but I'd like to have him have wool up in the title.
I think wool would be helpful in the title.
Yeah, would be.
Because somebody might be searching for that word.
Sure.
And because it's not in the title, your item might not show up.
Right.
You can never have too many keywords in your title. And the description could not be easier to read.
Fantastic.
I love you for this. And we're going to talk more about it when we come back. I just love this description.
And then we have to go to a phone call, too. Very important.
Okay. This open phone segment was brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. We'll finish up with this listing this year on eBay Radio. Call us, 888-723-4630.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
eBay seller, perhaps you've tried drop shipping or wanted to explore liquidations and returns, but a whole pallet full of goods is not something you want to take a risk on right now. The BidOnFusion.com team has come up with a special solution for eBay sellers who are looking for new and profitable product sources. Here's what they came up with. Boxes full of high-quality name brand items direct from leading retailers, including Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Costco, Rocket Republic, Vibe Audio, and more. The estimated retail value per box is $300 to $500. BidOnFusion.com has arranged wonderfully low, guaranteed flat rate shipping from their warehouse to your house anywhere in the continental USA for just $15 shipping and handling per box. Do it now. Visit BidOnFusion.com. Register, it's free, and you might even have some fun. BidOnFusion.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 301.
There are advantages and disadvantages to selling in an auction format on eBay. Tim Chapman is known on eBay as Mr. Customer Service. He explains one of the disadvantages to selling in an auction format.
The disadvantages are, and we know this one, as an auction, non-paying bidders. When you have an auction, you have potential for non-paying bidder because the person isn't, you don't have this automatic payment thing like they do on fixed price. So sometimes you have non-paying bidders. I'm shipping right about 80 items a week, and I get one or two, per week. It's just part of it, just second chance to offer it to the next guy. It's part of doing business. They're not fun, but that's one of the disadvantages.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
An eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. However, many don't know how the traditions began or their significance. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. A popular Hanukkah game is spinning the dreidel, which is a four-sided top with Hebrew letters on each side. Winners in the game are rewarded with gelt. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Wish us happy holidays at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630. You know, that duck might want to do a fly around again.
No, we have some calls.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, but they came in weirdly.
What does that mean?
While we were in the middle of dishing.
Okay, because we're in the middle of dishing.
Let's finish this. By the way, this is called Plaid. It's Glenn, G-L-E-N, Plaid.
Glenn Plaid. There, thank you. That's great.
That's it.
Okay, now I know.
And I just looked it up, too, and that's what it is. It's Glenn Plaid.
So I'd have that in the title.
Definitely, because I love this. I always wear red shoes with this when I have something like this.
You know what this look is very popular with right now? This is the kind of suit coat or blazer I'd have to wear in school when I was in high school, mm-hmm. those first 3 years at a Catholic all-boys high school, which made me what I am today.
oh, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, we won't go there. So, yeah, that's great. And hipsters want to buy these today.
Oh, yeah.
Hipsters.
I love this.
Hats, yeah.
Well, you know, Glenn Plaid is always in fashion, though.
Always.
Always. So, all right, what do you think we should give him as...
Well, wait, I want to talk about the description because
it's great.
Oh,
okay, go ahead.
So the description is a great example of breaking a few of our rules and still working because he uses different colored fonts. Who cares? But it's so easy to read this text and get everything I need. It's perfect. The only other suggestions I'd make are two. One, about those two photos that show the measurements, I would compress that into just one photo. You could show all those measurements on one photo. You wouldn't need to have two.
I'd also kind of like to know if that button was missing that's not showing.
Well, if you look on the top photo, you see it. Oh, wait a minute.
No,
I see what you say,
don't.
The third button.
Yeah, I'd like to know if that third button. I would be asking them. I would be sending him a message, and you want to avoid that.
Oh, good catch, Lee.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, because there's no photo showing
that. Yeah, well, I
try
to sit here and pretend I'm going to buy this.
Well, you might. Who knows?
And I would like to know if that is missing or not.
You know,
of course, that kind of button is easy to come by.
But still,
I know that button.
But still, you don't want to have to sew a button on.
Exactly.
So that's an important factor. But the description, the details, the measurements, there's a underneath where it's conditioned, that's great. There's a little bit of white space I'd get rid of,
mm-hmm.
if possible. Everything else is fantastic. Look at how brief and to the point his policies are. Payment, PayPal, shipping, worldwide by registered
mail. We love
mail.
That.
Handling time, one business day, shipping, 11 to 23 business days, because he's shipping from Israel, so it's an international sale. It's great. What do you give him?
We like it a lot.
We
do? I'm giving him a 4.9.
Yeah, I was going to do that too. 4.9 for you, Adam.
Yeah, you got it, Adam. That's a good
one. Nice jacket.
All the way in Jerusalem.
I'd be tempted if this was my size to buy
it. It's a nice jacket.
But I haven't worn a 48 for a long time.
You will.
Someday, yes, you're right.
You will soon.
I am reducing.
The way you're going.
That's right.
Ellie in Orange City, Florida, known on eBay as Miss Ellie *D. Hey, Ellie, what's your question or comment?
I think I know the word.
Oh,
okay,
you do,
and what
you?
Do you think it is?
Yeah, I think he, Betsy, picked a hard one. Soctologizing?
That's
yes.
it.
Yes.
Woo, yahoo!
So do you know what it means?
Well, I think it was hard for me to find the meaning, but it's like hard-hitting or to turn inside out.
Yeah, scheming is another word, yeah. And do you know why it's, you know, where it, the role it plays in American history?
Somewhere it had to do with a president.
Yes, it was used in the play Our American Cousin, which was shown at the Ford Theater when Lincoln was assassinated.
Right, and John Wilkes Booth.
That's right, and he waited for the following line, "You soctologizing old man trap." That's the line Wilkes Booth waited for to shoot the president.
How come?
Because it always drew a big laugh, and that would cover the sound of his shot.
Wow.
Yeah. So there it is.
He got caught anyway.
That was a hard word.
You know, we should, Ellie, Lee, me, everyone listening, we should all make a point of trying to find a place to use the word soctologizing today in our conversation.
That soctologizing
jerk. Say it
yes,
with me.
I, I think you should use one right now, Griff, in a sentence.
Sockdologizing.
I will. Lee, you sockdologizing co-host, you.
I would be upset, except he's right.
I knew it.
I scheme. I am a schemer.
Well, Ellie, thank you so much for playing.
Oh, you're welcome.
You know what you won, right?
I saw the bag and I said to my husband, I have to win that.
Yes, and you've won it.
And you have.
And I'm going to, it's already in its bag and ready to ship. I just have to label it. So send me your shipping address to griff@ebay.com.
Okay, so just click on email Griff.
Yes, just send me an email.
Yeah, the email Griff thing on the bottom of the eBay radio player. Exactly.
Yep, that's what I'll do.
That'll get to him.
Email Griff, and that's what I'll do.
Thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you, and you guys have a really good day.
You too. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, darling.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Festivus.
Oh, I love Festivus.
Yeah, for the rest of
us. For the rest of us. Yeah, exactly.
You know my favorite part of Festivus? Every year this warms my heart. It's the grieving of the airing of the grievances, because I have a lot of problems with you people.
Okay.
This open phone segment was brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. That's it. We'll be back in the third hour for eBay Radio.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com. Of all the hats you wear, the bookkeeper hat might be the trickiest. Outright is simply the best online solution for eBay sellers, saving you time, tracking all your sales and expenses in one place, automatically. With Outright, you know daily who's buying and what your profits are, state by state, in all your online stores and accounts. And the bookkeeping nightmare, with all your transactions organized in the same place by Outright, free in the App Center. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot.